B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb,
bomb, bomb. Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, but yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the five sector.
Meet Dan, a happy, fun-loving guy from Massachusetts.
Let's make this an APD in here today. An all-positive day.
2020 started out like any other year for Dan. A trip to Disney. Then, Red Sox spring training.
Morning. How we doing?
His own personal heaven.
Go, good. No complaints. Morning.
Up, fellas? Morning.
Morning.
But 2020 had other plans.
Fans, due to unforeseen circumstances, the game tonight has been postponed.
No!
We're also going to close sports facilities.
No!
I don't think we should ever shake hands ever again, to be honest with you.
No!
162-game season in the postseason format that we have, we're probably not going to be able to do that this year.
No!
Brady in an Arian system with Leftwich and Godwin and Evans.
No!
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 Hello? Where am I? I can't see. Hello? Who's there? Who are you?
Take me into the ballroom. Take me out to the front. I need some peanuts and cracker jacks.
Take Dan out to a ball game or die.
Tom.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. You heard Joe Murray doing the headlines. That means the wall man is in big second chair. Look out. Mike Lockhart had put together that Dan Roach clip, and Dan and I, the producer, were talking before the show about how, I was like, hey, it must be nice coming into work, which I will be in work in the studio starting on Monday.
How much are you looking forward to that?
I'm actually looking forward to it. I'm actually excited to be in a car alone and to be able to go somewhere alone.
Dan and I were talking about that, too, last week. Coming to work is a small slice of heaven, especially if you have children.
The routine isn't bad, John.
This is the beginning of my third week in the office. I am loving it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, just the freedom of being alone for the. Usually hate going down to Dorchester.
Mm-mm,
not so much going down is coming back, but I'll tell you, the freedom of being in a car alone is going to be something else. By the way, Dan Roach. I was talking to Dan about Dan O'Brien about. He is the guy that he hates, because I was like, it must be nice coming into work when it's light out. And Dan was like, yeah, but Roach hates summer solstice, and that is true. Is that summer solstice is on on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and Dan hates that day, even though that's a day where you go, oh wow, it's light for a long time, and it's going to be light for quite a while after that. No, Dan likes winter solstice, where it's miserable, because in 4 months, it's going to get light again.
I see. he starts thinking about it being all downhill.
Which proves that he is secretly a very depressed individual.
Well, we sniffed that out a long time ago.
Because even I enjoy the summer solstice. Even I say to myself, this is wonderful. I mean, we have, it's going to be light for a long time. You lose like 30 seconds a day, a minute a day. Who cares?
If you get the summer solstice, you know, theoretically, it is New England and anything's possible, but theoretically, you have about 3 months of good weather left.
Yes.
In front of you. And then you get to the end of September, and things start to go downhill. And by the time you get to the second week of October, it's noticeable. Mm-hmm. Possibly a first snowstorm, raining in 40 degrees. But up until late September around here, it's fantastic. So you're in this part of the year. You get to summer solstice where the sun doesn't go down until about 8:20 or 8:30. And you're like, oh, this is fantastic. I still have 3 months ahead of me.
I think we got very lucky this year, by the way, with snow.
Oh, we got very lucky with snow. We had only one bad day, right?
I mean, Fred, I don't think you had to plow your driveway whatsoever this year, did you?
I did not. I did not have to plow my driveway. I did not. I don't think I used the old snowblower, to be honest with you.
There you go.
So last night, I'm getting a little feedback, Danny boy. All right, so I last night I got an hour's sleep, which is odd because I slept till noon on Sunday.
I still don't know how you can do that.
Well, what's weird is I've been... Do you know what a lucid dream is? It's a dream where you know you're dreaming and that you can kind of control what's happening in the dream.
I've had that, not when I really wanted to, but I've had that.
Okay.
Yes.
So what the deal is that, like, say you get up on the weekend, let's just say for conversation's sake, at 10 o'clock, and then you go, all right, I'm going to get up in a minute. And then you fall back asleep, but your body is asleep, but your mind is still thinking, okay, I'm going to get up in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You can, like, control these dreams. And so I'm finally having sex in dreams, which has never happened before. Usually my parents are blocking the way every time I try to have sex.
This is in your dream this happens.
Yes, yeah. Usually, it's a series of things where my parents are... Like, I have a girl, and, like, we're running around looking to have sex, and then my parents, like, pop up like a carnival haunted ride.
Oh, my God, Fred.
Oh, yeah. I got a whole bunch of stuff going on.
Jesus God.
And so I'm having these lucid dreams, and what will happen is that I'll get up. I'll wake up again. Like, they last for, like, 15 minutes. And so I'll get up again, and I'll go, ooh, neat. And, like, I had a dream that we had this huge bee. And my wife had sex with the bee. Long
Whoa.
Story.
Whoa.
Long story. But I had a dream that I had a three-way at the top of Notre Dame Stadium during the opening day of football.
Hmm. Okay.
And I actually had sex. So what will happen is I'll have one of these lucid dreams and I'll go, ooh, let's see what's going to happen next. And I'll shut my eyes and then another 15 minutes. So it's like a two-hour psychedelic movie.
Wait a minute.
What's going on in my head?
You're telling me you have the dream, you wake up, mm-hmm. and then you're like, okay, I'm going to go back to sleep and continue the dream that you woke up from?
No, I want to see what's happening next.
Oh, I see. Okay. All
because
right.
Because I generally don't remember dreams or don't have them. And now it's like a whole scene, baby. You get in there and you're controlling everything. You're having three ways that work their ways out. Now, there were obstacles when I had the three-way at the Notre Dame Stadium.
Okay.
There were obstacles in our way. Like, we couldn't figure out how to get to the very top, and we kept taking escalators down.
Why did you worry about getting to the top at all? Why not just stop where you are and go for it?
No, because I was with a girl, and then we saw a porn star, and she's like, hey, I can either take you into this stupid party that won't be any fun, you know, like in a box,
uh-huh.
or we can go up to the top of the stadium where no one will be, and we can make love.
Oh, so the stadium was full. I see.
Like half
okay.
full.
Okay.
Like half full.
Because okay.
there wasn't a game. They were introducing the football team.
I see.
And we passed Mike Golick. Oh, there was a whole situation happening.
The fact that you knew that Golic went to Notre Dame and belonged there and somehow inserted that into your dream is quite impressive.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sitting there and all the information I have about the Notre Dame football program is, you know, they're honoring Rudy and what have you. But, no, it was only Mike Golic that I had in there. I didn't have Rick Meyer or anything.
See, but I'm so impressed with you right now because there have been times in my life where I've had dreams that are similar to that, and I've been unable to control anything. And the woman usually gets up and leaves.
Well, that's so every time. That's every time. Or something foils it.
Right.
Like we can't find any room. Like we're running through the house trying to find a room. Or I'm looking for this porn stash, but my parents keep moving it. So that is what. But last night was a full on, like I'm watching TV or reading like all night until about 3:45. And then I can't tell you when I went to sleep, but I will tell you that that is a rarity. That is something that does not often happen, that I am up for that late. But the good news is I think I banked enough sleep over the weekend that I can get through this very show that we have here. I'm glad that I got an opportunity for you to hear about my dreams. If you have any analysis of them, if you're a psychoanalyst, 617-779-0985.
Actually, I'd kind of prefer someone to call in and analyze that.
Oh, these dreams mean something.
No, I mean, not only do they mean something, but I think you'll find some closure. I think you need closure to this particular evening. So please, if there's someone out there qualified to analyze this, we beg of you, please call in. You'd be doing a service to not only Fred, but the show in general.
Yeah, and what is it with my wife having sex with a giant bee?
Yeah, that's really freaky, psychedelic, and strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the way I live my life, baby.
Okay.
Did I tell you I take peyote before I go to sleep?
No, but I think we could have guessed.
No, I'd lose my mind. Are you crazy? All right, the Major League Players Association is being weird, and it's all complicated, and I'm going to need Murray and Wallach to explain it to me. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
Don't you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night? 98.5, Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And Major League Baseball, will they play? This has been a terrible, terrible COVID virus, COVID-19, or whatever it is. It has been. Baseball could have been heroes. They could have been the first out of the gate, but it doesn't seem that they can get their crap together. And we found out that the Major League Baseball just made a $1 billion deal for future rights with the TBS networks. And, okay, so the Players Association, Tony Clark, now you explain this to me, guys.
Okay.
So Tony Clark has just thrown up his hands.
Yep.
He just said, okay, let's hear Jeff Pass and what he had to say about it.
You go back to that March agreement, and the players believe that they are entitled to their full prorated salaries. Because of it, Major League Baseball disagrees with that, and because the players have not moved off of that position where they would be paid 100% of that prorated salary, we're in this complete mess right now. So when the union said to the league, please tell us when to play, tell us where to play, they were essentially saying to them, make that schedule, but MLB doesn't need to do that. On top of that is the health and safety protocol. There is no signed agreement at this point for players and the league to figure out how they're going to get back and play amid the pandemic.
All right.
First of all, let me tell you something. Is that this shenanigans with protecting the players from the coronavirus, they're playing Little League Baseball now. And by the way, they've been playing Little League Baseball inside in Tennessee for quite some time. And this is happening. Of all the sports, that's the easiest. By the way, the umpires will probably stand a little further back from the catcher. They can disinfect all the balls before the game. That's what they're doing for Little League Baseball. Everyone has their own bats. You test the players, so it doesn't matter that they're in the dugout or the bullpen. So I have no idea what the problem is. All right, so if the Players Association has raised their hands and said, listen, we just want to play, and why would the owners not accept that?
Well, Rob Manfred made a mistake during the first-year player draft when he was interviewed by Carl Ravitch. He basically said, there's going to be baseball. 100% sure there's going to be baseball.
Unequivocally.
Whatever. It's a dead lock that we're going to have baseball. And it's widely known that Manfred, if the two sides couldn't agree, are just going to implement a season of his own. And the union knew that when they received the last proposal from the owners. And the owners have spent the last month or two dressing up the same thing about five different ways. And we've talked about this, Fred. The owners are willing to pay out $1.4, $1.5 billion worth of money to the players. And they've said, well, we'll give you a 72-game schedule with, you know, 60% of prorated salaries that we agreed to. Or we'll give you a sliding scale where the highest salary players make 20% and the lowest salary players make close to prorated. But it's been the same amount of money all the way through. Mm. Owners really haven't negotiated anything. They've dressed up the same thing a lot of different ways. So the players finally see that. They know Manfred's going to implement what is expected to be a 54-game schedule, which is exactly a third of the schedule, and said, you know what? We'll play 54 games, fully prorated pay. That's essentially what we were going to make from all of the negotiated offers you gave us anyway. So just tell us when and where to start. That's what this means. That's why they haven't countered anything, because finally, after getting four or five proposals from the owners that were basically the same thing, we're like, why do we need to negotiate with you guys anymore? We're going to get the same thing from Manfred if he just unilaterally puts something in place. So screw it. That's it.
But then why would Major League Baseball not go, okay, let's play?
Well, I think they will.
Well, if they go to Rob Manfred, Rob Manfred's just going to give the players a better deal. Like right now,
it's the same deal.
Well, it's not 50. It's more of like a. I mean, they agreed to 33%.
No, it's the same thing the owners have been proposing. So, I mean, the owners were like, okay, we win. You know, we don't have to, you know, we'll get some money. Well, some people will show up at these games eventually at the end of the season. And more importantly, we get our playoff money as well, which mm-hmm. is the biggest thing out of all of this.
Well, I think what really stands out here, too, is that, like, this now makes the owners look bad, considering that they just signed a $1 billion deal right. with Turner Sports. So that deal that gets leaked out on Friday afternoon, mm-hmm. and then Tony Clark comes out with a big statement saying, we're ready to play, but you know, now that they look at what happened with the television rights, you know, they cried poor mouth. The owners cried poor mouth.
How the players must have known this all along. I mean, honest to God, neither side looks good in this. The owners aren't doing this just to recoup money. And they're all billionaires. They're making billions of dollars. And as I said over the weekend, this is about billionaires keeping as much money from millionaires. And both sides are arguing about a crap load of money when unemployment is 14% and, you know, small business owners are barely making ends meet. Neither side looks good. The owners look particularly bad in this. But the bottom line also is, Fred, this isn't about now. This is about 18 months from now.
Right.
The owners are using a pandemic to try and crush the players' union and try to limit their own spending. So guess what? They can make even more money in 2 years.
Yeah. So baseball still can't get out of its own way. And by the time they start, it's going to be playoff basketball in the NBA and playoff hockey. And again, they're going to get overshadowed, which is a shame. Because it would have been nice to have something besides golf to watch. And now it's funny that NASCAR and golf seem to be able to do all this and not have any problems. You know, they just did a golf tournament. No one tested positive for the coronavirus. And, you know, it went off and people watched on television. It had an exciting finish.
NASCAR, too. Remember, NASCAR has had a couple of events. We haven't heard of any outbreaks either.
UFC has had five events. And Major League Soccer will get started before Major League Baseball will.
WWE, actually, let's talk to Joe about this. The WWE has held what? Four, six cards. They had another one last night. Yep. Has anyone tested positive?
Not that we know of. There was a report somebody did, but they were sent home. But for the most part, though, every event that's happened, no. And they did it from their facility that's in Orlando, which the cases are coming up right now.
A controlled environment, yes.
But just everything with baseball right now, and maybe we can get into what we watched last night in Long Gone Summer at some point. Because what happened with these baseball negotiations, going back, you know, 22 years and then talking this morning, like, these guys are all jackasses. And the fact that, like, no one's going to be in the stands to watch these games, it's going to be worse. Like, this TV deal that's happening here in 2 years, like, They're already projecting $1 billion to go to the owners.
Yep.
And, like, all these players are going to get less money. Mookie Betts is going to get less money. Like, if I'm a player, I look at it like this and say, for 54 games, why should I risk my health? Why should we risk all this? So I'm starting to look at it like that's the players part, might not play now.
Yeah. And why should they? I mean, the higher salary players, why should they? And you know what's even worse? We were talking about this last week as well. The draft only 5 rounds long, and all of these kids are going to go to junior college and try again next year. Yep. You know, I mean, no
what
one
about Blaze.
Blaze Jordan.
Oh, I can't wait. He's like that kid from New Jersey, Big Al, who only hits dingers. Yep. This kid's 17. He's 17.
This is a second round pick. This is the second round.
Third round pick. Yeah, third round pick. That's right. Blaze Jordan, 17 years old, hit a 520-foot home run. Now, it was with an aluminum bat, but still, 520 feet, won the high school home run derby at the All-Star game last year. All this kid does is hit rockets.
Yeah, I mean, and swing and miss.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, a horrible,
That's part of the package, baby.
Walk to strikeout ratio.
Part of the package. I will take that. I will take a little excitement in the minor league system.
My whole thing, though, is like the draft, and here we are, draft talk, but like they basically in the first round took some kid who was ranked 197th.
Yes.
So they could slot the money to get this kid in the third round.
Yes.
Like that needs to change. I'm sorry. I know they had 40
the slotting?
Rounds usually.
The and slotting?
That whole signing bonus crap, that stuff needs to change.
Guess
I'm sorry.
What? It limits spending. Guess what? The owners win again.
Right, baseball.
It limits
spending.
Yep.
Like they. Something needs to change
with
the game.
This
something
is what,
inside that game needs to change.
This is what happened, and just an exact correlation, but you remember a while ago, the hockey owners were spending out of their mind on players. And you know what happened? There was a lockout, and the owners got exactly what they wanted. They pantsed the players' union, got a hard salary cap in place, and limited spending. And this is what the Major League Baseball owners are going after. I bet you they bring up salary cap the next negotiation.
Fine. It will change the game and make it better.
But when the NHL put a salary floor in, it will.
It became more competitive.
It will, but the players' union will get drilled because of this.
You talk about WWE. The Miz tested positive for ruling the ring.
Speaking of wrestling last night, they had a hyped up match.
Yeah.
Called the greatest match ever.
Greatest match ever, Fred. Yeah. That was the start.
Randy Orton and Edge.
Joe and I were talking about this actually before the show, the greatest
Ken
match
Patera.
Ever.
No, Ken Patera would have to be involved. The strongest man.
But they pumped crowd noise.
Hey. He bench pressed a world record in the middle of the ring. Ken Patera. All right, so what did they do? It was the world's greatest match ever.
The world's greatest.
I'm skeptical.
They pumped crowd noise in during the match.
Oh,
so now, like there were people there, but there were like the development people. Like there was 12 or 14 people around the ring, but they pumped in crowd noise, like chants. You know, like it made the match more interesting to watch. But this is something now that other leagues are considering doing.
So you, I know they are, but you enjoyed wrestling more with the fake crowd. You thought that it added to your viewing experience.
I thought it added to the viewing experience, although there was crowd there. There were, like, people there. It's just they pumped it a lot more. I thought it was a better viewing experience, yes.
Okay, so you're saying that you wouldn't mind that in a football game.
I don't know.
Why fake it? Honest to God.
Well, I mean, here is Joe Murray is telling us that he enjoyed it more.
But it's a wrestling
with the crowd noise.
You know?
I understand, but it's the same thing. Hmm. I mean,
it's like a lucid dream. Like, do you want to pump in fake stuff? You know, during that. I mean,
it depends on what the dream is.
I mean, come on, with a three-way at the top of Notre Dame Stadium.
I'm not pumped. Well, maybe you are pumping in crowd noise. I don't know. It depends on the guy. I guess.
Was the Notre Dame chant happening at the time? I don't know.
Touchdown, Jesus! Overhead.
Once the three-way happened, I stopped paying attention to what was going on in the field. The Notre Dame thing kind of went away.
You're a smart man.
I don't know. The crowd noise thing for me, though, like, it was good for last night. I don't know if I'd want it in real sport. Like, the NBA, if that thing happens in the bubble.
Oh, that's going to happen. We'll get into that. I'm curious.
We'll get into that.
And by the way, guys, hot take, I think we're further away from seeing sports than we are actually seeing sports.
What do you mean?
We'll find out why.
Yeah, that's a
big market tease.
Yeah.
hey, did Lady wrestle?
Left off the card and she's pissed.
Uh-oh! You don't want to piss off that woman either. That's not
She's
smart.
Very heavy. It was hard to... Joe Murray and Rich didn't try.
Solid, Fred. Not heavy, solid.
Yes, if you don't know, this wrestler lady, she comes into the studio and she's not very nice. She stays in character, unlike Becky Lynch, who was in love with me. And she wanted us to pick her up. She requested that we pick her up, so she's like laying on her side. So I'm sitting there shaking, and she's like, what are you? You can't hold me? You're shaking? And I'm like, and I'm not shaking, and then I'm all embarrassed. And then come 5 minutes later, I see a picture of why I was shaking. Is this woman is not a small woman. She's a thick, thick woman, very muscular.
Yeah.
And muscle weighs more than fat. And Joe Murray's just got a look, like a dreamy look on his face. And he's just got his one arm around her, like by her, like a rib cage. And Rich is just like holding her head with his two hands. And here I am, everything from her stomach to her feet is on me.
Yeah.
And she's got a way. What do you think she weighs, Joe? Because she's like a muscle lady. What do you think she weighs?
200?
Oh, easily okay. 200. Oh,
you think she weighs 200 pounds?
I think she does. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, so
she's
I
tall.
Had to sit.
She's really tall.
Okay, so I was basically curling 180 pounds, which I got news for you, I can't do. So you guys made me feel
Joe's
very
face,
emasculated.
Joe's face, you know, is like that far-off, dreamy look. You know, Rich made a good point. It's kind of like, you know, Pepe Le Pew floating towards the pie. In the windowsill.
Yeah, and of all the girl wrestlers, that's the one that he likes.
Yes, that's correct.
I don't know. The Scarlet Bordeaux last week. It might have changed my mind a little bit.
Oh, yeah, get him out of there. Give me the Miz.
Miz not successful last night.
Oh, yeah,
he plays the heel. He was on The Real World and said racist things, and I'm not kidding. All right, we will talk about Joe saying he doesn't think sports are coming back anytime soon. And he says it's going to take a lot longer than we think, even though youth sports are getting going right now, which is, by the way, basketball outside being allowed. They've taken down the wood off the hoops, and my son, when he comes back from Tennessee, has got basketball camp that's being held outside. I mean, if they're letting kids do it, I have no idea why it's that. I don't think any of these people are really concerned about the virus at all. I don't think that is anything they're concerned about. It's completely negotiations and one idiot who seems to have a lot of power for no reason. All right, we'll find out why Joe feels that way, but first, here are the headlines.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Before the break, Joe Murray was talking about it. How he thinks sports are going to start a lot later than we think they are. Now, Joe, explain yourself immediately.
Yes. So we did the DraftKings over-under show this week. And, of course, you know, we want things to bet on. And, you know, now we know that the NBA has a July 30th date set. The NHL has their Phase 3 set up for July 10th. But the more I look at it here, baseball, with everything that's happening with them, like, it sounds like there's going to be a season, but at the same time, the players could strike. So I don't know what's going to happen with baseball. I know we just briefly discussed it, but I don't know if baseball is going to happen this year. I don't. The other thing is with the NBA now is they have everything in place. They got the bubble, but you know, there are players that are truly upset that their voice wasn't heard, you know, to restart the season. And you know, this is all led by Kyrie Irving, which we can get into in a minute here.
Please.
Yes. But we will do that in just
a moment. But just hear me out, right? There are players that have basically are saying, or at least Enes Kanter has heard, that players don't want to play, A, because of social reasons, and B, because of COVID-19. Now, the MLS is supposed to start up on July 8th. The numbers of COVID cases have increased in Orlando. Mm-hmm. So maybe that could be pushed back. And then a report comes out last week that the NFL is considering going from 4 preseason games to 2 preseason games.
That's fine.
But that what I'm saying is that's the first time the NFL has done anything to change course. They haven't done anything that's changed course. What since the offseason has started, that thing has been a well-oiled machine. And now all of a sudden they want to discuss playing 2 preseason games?
So you think everything's going to be canceled?
No, I think we're further away from a start. And I love the fact that they're putting dates out there. But like this NBA thing, I'm not sure it's totally official.
It's going to happen.
I hope it does.
No, it's definitely going to happen.
First of all, a very impressive 80 players took part in this Zoom call. When you think of the totality of the NBA, it's very impressive that 80 players were in on it. And Kyrie Irving, who's not playing, by the way, said, "I don't support going to Orlando. I'm not with the systematic racism and BS. Something smells a little fishy." Yeah. Whether we want to admit it or not, we are all targeted as black men every day we wake up. No question about that. But strangely absent on the call, LeBron James. Now, say what you will if you like LeBron James or not, but you cannot argue that philanthropically he has been a very good, and that also he has spoken up for what he believes in.
And he's now, the lead dog, yes, not okay. Kyrie.
All right. So anyway, what does Kyrie think? Where does my voice have more power? Sitting at home, or if I'm in front of an international audience and I'm being interviewed? What if you have this? If you have these issues, which obviously is a big deal. This is historic times going on right now with race relations and the Black Lives Matter movement. Where do I have more power? I don't buy that he doesn't want to go because of the systematic racism, because LeBron James wants to go for 2 reasons. One, he's savvy enough to know that he has more power being interviewed in front of an international audience than he does like tweeting something or standing out yelling on the corner of his mansion. And he wants to play basketball. So you had an interesting call, Joe Murray, yesterday when I was listening on the 5 minutes I got to be alone. And the guy said he thought that Kyrie didn't want to play because didn't want the league to play because he wasn't going to be able to play and that exactly. He wanted to recruit.
Yes.
That he wanted to recruit.
Yeah, and just to reiterate, Kyrie Irving is spearheading something that he's not even going to play at. Yes. Like, why does his opinion even matter?
There's another part of this, too. The other part of it is he was on a conference call with the players on June 5th, where he said he was looking forward to going to Orlando. He was on a conference call with a lot of these same guys saying, "I'm looking forward to joining everyone in Orlando." What happened in the next 8 days to make him change and make sure? I mean, look, the Black Lives...
Because, no, listen.
And the killing of George Floyd was about 2 weeks before that. So it wasn't like the landscape was different.
Well, here's what the deal is that in his brain, he thought to himself, "I can do this and look like a hero." Even though it's not true. I mean, not playing basketball doesn't give you a bigger voice. It gives you less of a voice. And he just thought he'd probably come out as a hero. Coming out of that phone call.
Yeah.
The other part of it is, and from what I read, he talked about how, don't think for 1 second that the difference in salaries wasn't put there. The structure of salaries in this league wasn't put there to divide us. If that's the case, and you're the guy making more money than anybody else on this phone call, why did you take this money? I mean, obviously, if you're such a uniter, you shouldn't have taken the cash. You should be making $5 million or less like everybody else. The fact that this guy is trying to lead, he's more of a disruptor than anything else, just because it occurred to him one day that he could. It has nothing whatsoever to do with leading anyone in any direction. Yeah. It has everything to do with him waking up one day and going, "You know what? I'm pretty popular. I'm a vice president of the Players Association. I could probably do some damage if I choose to do so today."
This is a reputation thing. This is him trying to stand out and trying to be like other you know, I don't. Someone called when I was doing a show yesterday, and it was a black man from Boston who mentioned that he's trying to be like Lou Alcindor, Bill Russell, one of these people that have.
Those guys were consistent.
That's what I'm saying.
And
this
were socially and very much out in the public.
Well, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, for one, is maybe the most intelligent athlete that I've ever heard in my entire life. I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is a guy who they said if you could go back and redo anything. He said, I wish I watched more TV because I wasn't part of the zeitgeist. I was too busy, like, reading philosophy and history. And you're like, oh, every time something comes up, he always has something to say that seems to make complete logical sense. So, you know, and by the way, Bill Russell and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Kyrie Irving is not.
Yep.
Not even.
But don't you think universe. That's what's going on in his head? Like, this is the biggest conspiracy theory guy in the world. And the one, again, I'm going to say this one more time. Kyrie Irving is not even playing in this damn tournament. Well, he's not even playing, so why does his voice matter? I understand that with social issues or whatever, if he wants to step up and be that guy,
he's got plenty of time to do it.
And the one thing that Woj mentioned in his article is the players around the league voted 28-0 for him to be a spokesperson or to be a leader in one of these calls, which I don't know when Kyrie Irving became a student of the NBA. Because what? He's won one championship and won an All-Star game? An All-Star game MVP? Like, to me, you guys mentioned LeBron James. I hope we get a LeBron versus Kyrie. Like, LeBron and everybody wants to play, and Kyrie's saying stay
that's
home.
That's exactly what happened. Patrick Beverly tweeted out over the weekend, look, I understand what – I'm paraphrasing. Look, I understand what Kyrie said, but if the big dog says he's going to play, we're all playing. That's what essentially this is. Yes. And it is LeBron against Kyrie, and Kyrie once again is going to lose.
Again, LeBron is not someone also that has sat back and not spoken his mind about these issues. I mean, LeBron James has done a lot and said a lot about these issues, so you can't point to him and go, oh, well, you know, all he cares about is basketball and his legacy. No, he realizes the fact that if I am on an international stage, my voice is heard by far more people than it is tweeting something out. I mean, what is it? I mean, or saying we're not going to play because of social injustice. You're much more powerful with a microphone in your hand in front of, you know, a billion people.
Go to Orlando and say what you have to say instead of saying it from New Jersey or wherever the hell he is. That will give you many more eyeballs and ears than it would if you organize a walkout. And by the way, the NBA has already said, you don't want to play? You don't have to play.
Yeah. Yes.
To all of their players.
And that's the other thing.
Now, you're going to lose some of your salary. We're not going to pay you full.
20% of it.
Yeah, but I mean, you can play or not play. It's up to you. Mm-hmm. And you still get paid.
And that's what I was going to mention. There's two things here. A lot of these players have already got their money for the year, a little bit over 80%. So why risk your health, your life? Like Jason Tatum and players like that are now taking out insurance policies. So if something happens during the short span, they're at least protected. But one other thing just to bring to the table is that there are players that are upset that when they get to the bubble, they can't leave the bubble and go and protest. And what I don't understand is, and to your point, Fred, this is the biggest platform you will ever have to show awareness.
You are going to be all alone out there. You're going to be the only sport going on. Casual fans and core fans alike are going to be watching you because you're going to have the stage to yourself for at least a couple of weeks.
So, you know, someone hands you a microphone and asks you, like, how your day was or, you know, how the game was. Take the microphone and say what you want to say.
Yep.
Say it on live television. Again, it's an international game. You were talking to many, many people. You know, I won't be mad at anyone if someone's like, I'm not going to go, oh, they're grandstanding. If they ask LeBron James a question and he doesn't want to talk about basketball, he just wants to talk about the issues going on in the world right now and in the country, that's perfectly fine. That's his right. And he's, again, savvy enough to know that this is the best way to handle it. This is the best way to get his message across. And by the way, Dwight Howard threatening not to play. So
okay,
I don't know how how the NBA will get through that.
Dwight Howard thinks it's better if he stays home.
Yep.
I don't think the Lakers are going to be pissed if you stay home, Dwight. I really don't. I think they have more than enough firepower without you.
Yeah, and by the way, Kyrie Irving, if I'm not mistaken, upset with NBAPA president Chris Paul.
Well, he thinks something's fishy, and I'm still trying to figure it out.
What was the Jameson thing?
They're like the sponsor. I think they're one of the sponsors. I'll look into that, but I think one. And I was trying to like connect the dots here, but I wonder if he's looking at it as like there might be some tie between Disney and ESPN, and like you know maybe there's like money involved on like the owner side of it or the league side of it to get the job done because it's all happening at Walt Disney. You know Kyrie, he's a conspiracy theorist. I don't know what he's thinking right now.
He has a tattoo of the show Friends, predominantly or prominently shown on his forearm. It is F. Dot and Renz. Just the and we've asked him about it, and that is just something he did on a whim. Just like I like the show Friends. Can you imagine if you knew a guy and you know you were at the pool or something? Or he showed up to play golf, and he just had a friend's tattoo.
You turn around and get back in your car.
No, I'd be just like, whoa. I'm not turning around and getting back in my car. I want to talk to this guy. Let's play 36.
Okay.
I got to hear this story.
I have a feeling.
You got a friend's tattoo.
Yeah, but I got a feeling that you'd be bored by a couple after hole two and wish you would turn
with
around.
With Kyrie Irving?
Your car. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I either think he was this mad scientist, brilliant guy.
Yeah, it could go either way real quick. Yeah.
More likely I would think of him as talking out of his ass.
Yeah. Guys, again, this is another reason why I think we're further away from playing sports than playing sports, because people are listening to Kyrie Irving.
No, right? No one's listening to Kyrie Irving.
No, and there is 80 guys on the Zoom call.
60 to 80 is less than 20% of the league. I have a feeling that the basketball will go off as planned. Now, who shows up? That's a good question. But I think the majority of the stars will be there, and we'll have basketball, and we'll all be watching.
I mean, if Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant don't show up, who cares?
At this point.
That's true. Well, Kevin Durant, he's eligible to play, and he said no bubble for me.
He's out.
Yeah,
out.
He didn't
like out.
All right. Well, listen, we will be back in just a moment, and when we come back, hold on to your hats for what we're doing at 7 o'clock. Because we are reinventing the genre of radio. It will never be the same again as it will be at 7 o'clock. So we will have that for you in just a moment.